Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now, back to a man who didn't let being named one of the 100 most important radio talk show hosts in America go to his head.
Woo! Woo! Yes! In your face!
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Gary Harps back on the show. Gary is a longtime member of our Brain Trust. He is the CEO and founder of Six Disciplines Corp., the author of the outstanding book Six Disciplines for Excellence, which I was very pleased to help him launch a few years ago. It's still continuing to give back to whoever owns it. I encourage you to check it out. And he's our good friend Gary Harps. Welcome back to the show.
Hey, good morning, Jim.
It's good to have you back as always, Gary. One of the topics that I've talked about on this show as much as anything else over the 15 plus years I've been doing this thing is planning, business planning. We've sliced it and diced it and tossed it just about every way you can do it. And one of the things that's constant in all the different things that we've talked about is that you have two components. You have the plan, and then you have the process. You have a plan, and then you have planning. And the back in the 90s and the early part of the last decade, developing a business plan was a big deal. People would develop it and put it on the shelf and give it to their bank or their investor or whatever, and that was the end of it. But I know one of the things you work on with your clients is helping them understand that planning is not a means to an end; it's a way of life.
What do you think? Yeah, very, very true. And you say back in the 90s, we still see all the time organizations that we come into whose their mindset when they start describing what they're asking is, "Hey, we need to update or replace our strategic plan." And that they think of it as sort of a contractor engagement. Let's go mm-hmm. do this, and in a month we'll be done. And
how much dust do they knock off of the one they pull off the shelf? Right.
Yeah, that's it. That's literally it almost every time. And so the planning process that you just mentioned really starts by getting in the head of the leadership to say, do you want a plan or do you want to get the results that came out of the plan? Mm-hmm. And to get the results means it's an ongoing process. You've got to switch from thinking of a plan building as a project to a process.
One of the good things that happens when you build a plan, the reason I don't try to take, if someone has never done any planning, the reason, and I used to help people with their business, build business plans. I used to do that for a living, Gary, like you do now. And one of the things that I didn't try to get them to become planners right out of the box, because just doing the first plan will reveal things to them about planning and management skills and practices. It will reveal things to them that they didn't know they weren't doing or should be doing. And so if you can just get them to do something, create some kind of an intentional plan, which is the planning process, just getting them started is good news. What do you think?
Well, that's right on, because the way we describe it is that the very process of planning and then moving towards the results of the goals you set,
right,
that process gives you new information that causes you to say, well, maybe I don't quite have the plan right. And so there's this iterative set a goal, move toward it, learn, revise mm-hmm. it, set it. And if you don't have that built in, especially if you've got more than, it's one thing to do with two people. If you've got 7, 10, 15 people, the more chaos that's introduced, if the people don't understand how do we take what we're learning and fold it back into adjusted priorities.
Well, and you know, I remember one client that I had. I helped him build a business plan, and one of the things we did was to develop to identify who the key players were in his company. And as we were talking about it, I said, "Well, how often do these guys meet?" He said, "We don't really have regular meetings. That's for big companies."
Yeah.
He actually said that to me, and yeah. I said, "Well, would you mind if I got him in a room for a meeting?" He said, "No." And I said, "You and I will just sit there and watch." And so we got them together, put them around a table. He and I were off on the side just watching. They started talking to themselves in a way that he'd never heard them talk to each other. And that was 20 years ago, and they're still having those regular meetings.
Yeah.
And he doesn't attend most of them. And all because we started to have a business plan. A quick break, right back with Gary Harbst. His book is called Six Disciplines for Excellence. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with us. And I wonder,
still I wonder. Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.